Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're excited to have Dan Gronkowski in studio with us this morning. Yes, Dan Gronkowski from the famous football family. And a week ago today, Dan, we were downtown. We were at Oshai Children's Hospital. It was the WBEN Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon. And somewhere between last week and this morning, you guys got involved.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for having me, first of all. And I was actually on the way home driving, and I heard Janet on the radio talking about the Radiothon, the very end of it. So I was like, man, we really wanted to think about doing a donation as well with our Gronk Nation Youth Foundation. So I called up Janet. I'm like, can we make something happen? I know it's after. She said, absolutely. So we put something together, and we're glad to add to the donation. And our Gronk Nation Youth Foundation is going to donate $50,000 to add on to what you guys already raised.
That's amazing. Thank you so much to everybody out there. So that's $50,000 on top of over $200,000 raised, making such a big difference at Oshai Children's Hospital. This is, one of the first big donations in the Buffalo area, but your youth foundation, the Gronk Nation Youth Foundation, has been doing this in children's hospitals around the Northeast.
Yeah, so we've been raising a lot of money. Our foundation, we like to for inspire kids through sports and health. So the hospitals in the New England areas have always been where we've donated a lot, but we want to take it back home. Take to the hospitals we grew up going to, and bring some money back home for the Buffalo Children's Hospital.
Yeah, this new Oshai Children's Hospital, 18 months old, downtown in the Buffalo Niagara Medical Quarter. This is, it hits home for you guys, right?
Yeah, like
and
I said.
You've got your own family too, right?
We growing up, we were in the children's hospitals around the area all the time with broken bones and stuff. And I mean, we've been in the Boston ones and to see what's going on in there and how much help is needed with a lot of these kids going through some really bad stuff. So it's good to, like I said, bring some of those funds back here and be able to do some cool things around here.
Now, do you live here?
Yeah, I live here and my father lives here. My four other brothers are kind of dispersed around the country now. It's just myself, really.
Do you are you married? Do you have a family?
Yep,
too?
I am married, and I have three kids. So yeah, I understand if one of them were ill. I mean, it's amazing. You walk in there and see all those kids, and they're all fighting, and they usually all have good spirits. So it's pretty crazy. So it's I encourage everyone to help out and get down there at some point.
Yeah, and that donation certainly helping out things at that children's hospital. $50,000 on top of what was already raised last week. Absolutely incredible gift. Talk a little bit about this Gronk Nation Youth Foundation that you guys started up. What you hope to do and some of the impact you've already seen from it.
Yeah, so we started this Gronk Nation Youth Foundation probably about 7 years ago. We've been able to raise a good amount of money. A lot of it come in since Rob's teams usually went to the Super Bowl. I won't say the name of them. But during that time, we did a lot of fundraisers. That's where we really generated the most money. So we've been able to put a decent amount in. We've probably donated almost $500,000 to hospitals in the New England area, and then probably almost another $500,000 to sports programs. One being in Buffalo, actually. I think we did a $40,000 donation a couple years ago to save one of the leagues in the city, one of the football leagues. So that was cool. But having a lot of fun with it, and we keep it simple and just like to help out.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? Paying it forward, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, we grew up in Amherst. We were fortunate. Our parents busted their butts to give us what we needed. So we like to try to give that back to kids and give them a fighting chance like we had.
All right, so now we have to ask. This donation comes right after your brother Rob announces he's retiring from the game. He's not going to play for the Patriots anymore. Is this all, you know, some big, hey, Buffalo, now it's time to open your arms and welcome us back?
Well, yeah, I mean, football is a business, so you can't hate him for getting drafted to the Patriots, even though they...
We've tried.
Bills could have picked him the pick before. So, I mean, it's a business, and we've always wanted to come back and start bringing some of the stuff back to Buffalo. So this is definitely a good way to do it. I mean, we were inspired by what you guys were doing with the Radiothon, and that's kind of where the idea came from, and said, hey, let's jump in on this and help out in every way.
Hey, you played football, too, in the NFL.
Yep, I got a few years in as well, and my brother Chris and Glenn, so, and our older brother played baseball. So, all out of Buffalo, and we definitely say that's our roots, though.
Awesome to hear. Hey, I have to, you know, this the foundation you guys work with, you mentioned on sports and athletics, kind of fitness, that's you know, what your passion is, what you hope to inspire kids with. You know, there's so much focus on that nowadays. I'd imagine that a lot of kids want to take part in that, and a lot of parents want to find a way to get their kids to be involved with you guys.
Yeah, 100%. And I mean, we grew up around fitness, our dad owning G&G Fitness since 1990, so that's where I work as well. But that's been our whole upbringing, is fitness, being healthy, doing the right things, working hard, and then you'll be able to achieve what you set your heart to. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to, with our foundation, be able to give other people the chance to do that as well.
Well, on behalf of Children's Hospital and all of us here, we really appreciate that $50,000 donation.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Yeah, we'll have it's great stuff.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. Again, $50,000 on top of everything raised last week. It's such a big help. That's Dan Gronkowski joining us live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.